But you may be wondering, as I have been, whether teens and horses still interact much, and especially depending on where you live, if you have an opportunity to learn what you learn as part of an equestrian program. Reed Messer is about to join us. He's from North Allegheny High School, and you're part of the Penn State 4-H horse program. I hope I'm getting your last name pronounced correctly. Thank you. Tell me first a bit about yourself. You're a senior this year. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's going to happen after you graduate?
Well, my dream has always been a police officer, so right now I'm going to a vocational tech school, like a career tech for ERT, which is Emergency Response Technologies. So right then I'm getting my EMT certification so I can be work on ambulances for probably the next year, and then after that apply to be in the police academy and then see where it goes from there.
That's great. Do you think you want to stay local for that, or...?
I mean, honestly, it depends kind of where my path kind of takes me. I mean, I could stay local. I could be in West Virginia. I could be all the way in California. Honestly, I don't really know, but...
There's a lot of opportunities. I have two, I guess they're actually grandnephews, but they're both Ohio State Troopers, and it's worked well for them. They enjoy their work and have... done a lot of good things is part of it. So how did you get involved in the equestrian program? I'm really curious.
Well, it actually started with my sister when I was about 5 years old. She did this thing called therapeutic riding at a barn out in North Park, closer to where I live. And she did that for a while and then joined their 4-H club in Allegheny County. Then I started getting the horses, slowly got into it. And now I'm riding horses at a state level for the past, I believe, now 11 years. And
wow.
I've been doing it for a long time, yeah.
Now, do you have a horse?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And tell me, when somebody is part of a North Allegheny, I don't think, do you have a farm or more rural land than your family, or does your horse stay elsewhere?
My horse stays elsewhere, so I obviously live in North Allegheny, so pretty suburban area.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Not to sound prejudicial, in Beaver.
Oh, no.
In Beaver County, there are like Darlington. You see horses, places, and I'm thinking North Allegheny. I don't know if there are many places.
So funny enough, my horse is actually in Butler area, so like Chicora. He's stabled at a place called Legacy Pines Equestrian Center. He's been there ever since we bought him, I believe, like 4 or 5 years ago. So he's been there for a while. And I've been riding him for the last 4 years, and he's probably the best thing that's happened in my life, honestly. Brought so many opportunities, so many different things, so many people into my life that I like just am so appreciative for. And all I have to thank is my mom for that, because she got into horses with her mom, and then kind of led this whole thing of my sister getting the horses, me getting the horses. So yeah, he's out in Butler, and I've been riding him for a few years now.
Does your sister also have a horse?
We all three share a horse, she was riding at another barn for a while, and then she graduated from high school and then stopped participating in 4-H. So then she stopped riding horses for a little bit, then came back to it, and now is riding with me.
Very cool. What do you think would surprise people about riding a horse, or about some of the satisfaction, or even just about the relationship you have? Horses are smart.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm curious, what do you think would surprise people?
Probably the fact that, like you were saying before, horses are smart, but they're also very, very sensitive animals. So honestly, this is something that I've always believed is true, is that horses can feel your emotions because they're empaths. So if you're feeling antsy, your horse is going to get really antsy. It's going to be really, like, what we call spicy, really kind of just, like, prancing all over the place, not throwing their head around, not calm. If you're calm, your horse is going to be calm. It's a lot of about trusting your horse, which honestly surprises a lot of people because, you know, they're a living thing too. They're not just like this machine that you can tell to go and it'll go. There are going to be times where you're going to have to work with a horse. Like, I've been training Cash for 3 years now, and you're going to have to work with him, and it's just going to be sometimes a tough process, but it's so worth it in the end.
So Cash is your horse, and you've had Cash for about 4 years, mm-hmm. even though you've been riding for 11.
Yeah.
And trying to develop that relationship, somebody probably had to teach you mm-hmm. how to develop that relationship with Cash. How did that come about?
So originally it started back in Allegheny County where I was, I rode a horse. His name was Red Prince. I called him Red. Under this girl named Jessie Carter. She taught me, it was her horse. She taught me everything I started to know about riding horses. And then he was getting too old, so we had to find a new barn because, you know, also the stuff that I wanted to do, which was ranch riding, kind of wasn't suited for that kind of area. So we had to move to a more rural place. And that's when we find Legacy Pines. And my current trainer, Courtney, who's been training me for the last 4 years, has been teaching me almost everything I know.
What are some of the things, I think you mentioned you've competed.
Mm-hmm.
What are competitions? When I think of horseback riding and sort of the joy, I think about trails a little bit racing, but not as much. I don't always know if the horses really enjoy that. Maybe they do.
No, they definitely enjoy it. I compete in and out of 4-H. So in 4-H, it's typically shows where there's different competition types. So there's like trail classes where you have to get over obstacles with your horse. There's enhanced stuff where you're holding your horse, walking them by. There's rail classes, which is showing your horse at like a fancier way, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's also out of 4-H stuff, which I do, which is like roping cattle. Herding steers and all that stuff. So
that's amazing. Do you think when you do obstacle courses, when I've seen that mm-hmm. done at state fairs or county fairs, it looks like the horses enjoy doing that.
Oh, they love it. They love it so much because they just get to exert all their energy out on one thing, and it's what they're trained to do. So,
I know you mentioned before being an ERT and then a police officer. It sounds like horses are always going to be part of your life, one way or another.
I mean, I've always thought about being a mounted police officer. In fact, I've visited the mounted police officer unit in Pittsburgh multiple times and met a few of their horses and looked at their stable. And honestly, it's been probably on my career radar to become one. But you have to be a police officer for about, I think it's 3 years. 3 years, and then you can become a mounted police officer.
Yeah, I would imagine that there are probably fewer slots than there are people that would like to do it. So the 4-H program, what has – you had horses in your family before you were part of 4-H, I'm mm-hmm. guessing. How did 4-H support you in your equestrian work and really probably beyond – horses, I would imagine there's thing 4-H did.
Yeah, so outside of equestrian work, I've done a lot of stuff, and come to find when I was little, I'm really good at talking. So
you are very good.
I started public speaking when I was younger. You know, giving presentations was kind of like a second nature thing to me, I guess. So I'd give presentations to, and people would comment on it and all that stuff. And then so much so that I'd be talking at mental health summits. I just talked at the Woodland Hill Summit or helped out at that and did multiple different things, just kind of using my voice to help people.
That's important. I'm glad you brought that up because equestrian therapy, mm-hmm. If you happen to be a person who's troubled or is just having trouble finding your way in life, especially as a teen, has really been proven to be powerful mm-hmm. and effective. What else can you say about that? It sounds like you know a little bit.
Well, I mean, I definitely believe that probably cash my horse is probably the best coping mechanism I've ever had. Definitely with if I'm ever, you know, angry, sad, or if I need to, like, you know, get some feelings out, going on a ride is something that will help me clear my mind, think about things, and, like, having a horse has definitely made me a better person for, like, emotionally, because, you know, you're putting a lot of effort into these animals, training them, competing with them, riding them, and the work ethic you need to have for them is just insane. I mean, training them from the ground up, yeah.
Do you see Cash every day?
I do not. So, actually, I used to see him a lot more, probably 3 times a week, but now it's gone down to 2 times a week just because I've been a little more busy, but I typically go out Tuesdays, Sundays, and Saturdays when I can. That's if I'm in town or...
Yeah, that's got to be hard on both of you. I'm sure he's cared for where he is.
Yeah, he's definitely cared for, yeah.
I'm sure he's happy to see you when you're out there to mm-hmm. visit. Would you recommend 4-H to other teens? Are there many in your school district?
In my school district, there's not too many, but I would definitely recommend 4-H to anyone that is eligible to do it, because 4-H made me a better person. Just the people you meet, the values you learn are all just incredible things that I feel like all of us aren't really taking advantage of. Like, the skills that I've acquired through 4-H, you know, a typical person wouldn't really acquire it unless you're doing it, you know. Like, these kind of things, like, for specific in the equine, you learn about farriering a lot of the times. You learn about training horses. You learn about level one skill safety with horses. A ton of different things that, you know, a typical person who wouldn't ride horses or wouldn't be in 4-H wouldn't know, you know what I mean?
And if horses are not necessarily your thing, are mm-hmm. there other aspects of 4-H?
Oh, yeah. The 4-H stems from AI clubs to poultry to cows to growing vegetables to archery. There's a whole list that I could go down, and 4-H is just a multitude of opportunities, but people typically think it's just cooking and, you know, cows. But it's a lot wider and a lot bigger variety than anything like that.
That's amazing. extension.psu.edu/programs is probably the easiest way, I think, to get to 4-H, or you could Google 4-H, mm-hmm. Penn State, Pittsburgh, maybe. Is that the best way?
That's definitely one of our better ways, but there's also there's a way to reach out to your Penn State. We have a county representative for each place. Mine is Matthew Crutchman, who's here with us today. He came with me and he was coaching me through this, but he's a county representative. Every county in the state of Pennsylvania has one. So if you are interested in 4-H, you can definitely reach out to them through Penn State Extension or just looking up 4-H, like you said, and you can find them.
Yeah, Penn State has people sometimes don't know mm-hmm. that, you know, there are people that can help you, whether it be gardening or education
yeah.
or other things. But the extension educator, Matthew Crutchman, is at 4-H in Allegheny County. And I'm sure there are programs wherever you are listening that you can get hold of as well. I'm kind of fascinated. So you were riding horses when you were 7?
Yeah, around 7 is kind of when I started getting into horses, yeah.
And were you ready or were you a little scared at first?
At first, I mean, I had up until when I was 7, like starting around 5 years old, I had been thrown on horses before just to kind of sit on them, you know, get used to them. But I had never ridden one before. I didn't really start riding until I was 7. And luckily I was put on a very old horse. So, you know, it wasn't like very jumpy or anything like that. It wasn't too spicy of a horse. So I luckily had that. But so I've been riding for a little bit.
When you picked Cash, I guess your sister was involved. I was going to say, did you, how do you find a horse? Do you have to find one that you bond with? Or
I mean, honestly, it depends. My mom actually surprised me and my sister with my horse. She bought the horse and she surprised us because I had been riding another horse at the barn for a while and she had just wanted the horse so badly. So she bought one and surprised me and my sister with it. And it was probably one of my greatest, like, probably the best day of my life because he just kind of appeared. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was amazing. But, yeah.
Wow, that had to be just incredible. Is there anything else you think is important for people to know about horses or about 4-H in general?
Well, I mean, 4-H isn't just, you know, these programs or activities that you can do. 4-H is a multitude of things. It's advocating for youth empowerment. It's advocating for mental health in teens. It's addressing some topics that, you know, a lot of teens and youth in the area wouldn't be typically addressed, and giving that voice to the ones who can't, especially with the public speaking side and the inner city side. A lot of these people, they don't have a voice, and that's kind of one of the bigger things that I want to emphasize with 4-H, is that with 4-H, you can have a voice, and you can speak to help people, which is what I'm trying to do with my whole goal in 4-H, and I'm trying to speak out, especially with a diamond project, which is what I'm doing, which is like the final project in 4-H that you do, and it's about horse safety. So I'm trying to speak out about that, whatever I can, you know, get the word out, and I just think it's 4-H is definitely one of the best ways that you can speak and get your voice heard, especially as a youth.
That's really expressed incredibly well. There's so many other things I'm thinking about with what you've been able to do. I hope you're going to be able to continue as you well, I guess with your ERT training program, you're still going to be able to spend some time with Cash.
Yeah.
And it will probably be part of your life for a long, long time.
Yeah, hopefully. So, yeah.
Thank you for being with us today. And Reed Messer, class of 2026. Wow.
Yeah.
How'd that happen, right? That
yeah.
happened very quickly.
Time goes by pretty quickly, yeah.
Thank you for being with us today.